back from a good event I went to.
Part of the company gig last night was the movie, right? A little team camaraderie for the company. And then you have a seminar with Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, and many others in it, but it's like it's called the Success Resources of America, Your Learning Experiences. And they had an event over here in Fort Lauderdale. I've been traveling. I went to Tampa for Avengers. Then a few days later, I went to Orlando, which is, you know, 2.5-3 hour drive each city. Now I'm in Fort Lauderdale, coming back from there. And then this weekend, I'm going to go to Immokalee, the casino. You know, I'm just traveling this week. Fuck. But I love it, man. I love this type of movement going on, for me anyway. And it was interesting because I got a text today. Coworkers just keep texting me, man. They're like, hey, man, you know, they're trying to just keep me in the Kool-Aid. And I don't care. They're just asking questions about, I guess they hired a new supervisor for my position. And I'm like, oh, you ladies are in for a ride. Hoo-hoo. You ladies are in for a ride. I'm like, oh, micromanager can get creepy. Fact, the guy can get creepy. And he's going to be all over your asses in a nice way. And he's a gossiper like a girl. So, yeah. Whew, that fucking sucks. But, anywho, I came from that event here. And the lead speaker was Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, and there's some others here. And they focus on different facets, you know, some real estate, stocks, life, so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm missing the Tony Robbins portion of it as much as I wanted to see him. I couldn't see it. And, you know, I like this kind of stuff. It's not things that you haven't heard from before. The way I can equate it to you will be is everyone is speaking the same language. It's just a different accent, meaning they all have the same principles, in my opinion. When I look at those guys, it's amazing because they are all thinking the same way. They view things the same way. And it's very interesting to see how they think and how they go about doing things, right, and find solutions. So, but it was a good time. I always love learning. I always love seeing what other people have to say and share their keys to success. And, of course, they'll go ahead and do that in these seminars. And they'll give you, like, a jab, and then they try to right hook you with run to the table. We're going to give you an offer. You can't refuse. If you buy my weekend seminar for $1,000, No, I just take your notes, man. I already paid to get in here. Thanks. You know, but it was good. I would say overall, these type of things are good to reinforce what you think. You know, when you go to these seminars and these gurus spiel their knowledge, their background, to try to make themselves relatable to you. And it's not, I don't view it as a scam per se, because I think people do need guidance. People do need a blueprint. People do need their hands held. But when you have a guy like me that's aware, that's understanding, that does this research on his own, self-sufficient, self-reliant, self-starter, then all these things just accentuate the path that you're going. Like, for example, one of the guys that was talking in there, though, was trying to sell you a, you know, we'll help you get foreclosures. We'll give you a database. We'll even give you some lending, and all it will cost you is 1.65%. So basically, they'll be my investor. They'll front me the cash, and all they'll ask for is a 1.65 transaction fee on the listing price, on the sales price, and then a transaction fee on top of that. All right, something's got to give. I mean, no one is lending me money to buy a condo. Even if I find value in it, there's no way. I mean, I can't go to the bank right now. Like I said, I got 800 credit. I have like 8, 9, 8, 10 credit score. I can't go to the bank right now and fucking, you know, get a loan. Hey, bank, let me the property. I mean, they're going to rake me through the coals, making sure I have everything in place. So that's kind of where you lose me a little bit. But who knows? You know, it's one of those deals that you just have to kind of roll with the punches, right? But, you know, I take it in stride, and I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to motivate you. And I think those things are helpful. Don't get me wrong. And I think especially with Tony Robbins, because he's such a motivational guy. We all need those people in our lives, people that motivate us and help us just stay on the path. I look at a guy like him, I mean, good for you, man. And he doesn't have any background or anything like that. It's just he gets it. Like, he gets life, man. There's some people that understand life, man, and just know how to figure things out and how to live a better life. You know, I was telling that to the group that I was talking to, and I mentioned this before, about just keeping a positive perspective and staying that way. It's not about being ignorant. It's not about being rah-rah. It's just more of, hey, life is good. We're here. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk is probably the most realist talker, and he's the guy that made his – he's a internet, big social media marketing guy, and he's has a no-nonsense approach. Very relatable. He doesn't fuck around with his message. And obviously, he was just saying, look, I mean, just get on social media and promote. If you have a business, if you have an idea, don't run away from it. Embrace social media. And if you have something going on, you need to push it through there, because what he's saying is that the big companies haven't done it yet. They're still going the old conventional way, meaning that they're spending their millions of dollars in Super Bowl ads, in primetime television programming, where social media tends to, you can target market a specific group. So, for example, Budweiser. You can target market your demographics. You Budweiser knows what people drink their product. The salary, the status, and all that. They can get that in Facebook and target. And instead of putting those millions of dollars into television, they can go ahead and specifically target market. And what he was saying is that the little guy right now has to get ahead, because the big companies haven't figured that out yet. Like, they haven't gone down that route. They haven't put all their chips in to social media. Like, they're still doing the conventional old-fashioned way, but once they realize that, they're losing money and they're better off going into the Instagrams and the Facebooks, so on and so forth, then game's going to be over. Because that's how he said Amazon got going. I mean, they just put all their chips in Google. As far as advertising through Google, yeah, it makes sense. And that's kind of what he does. He's like, look, I'm no fucking guru. What I see, it's very obvious to me. And he basically comes from the mindset of embracing technology nowadays. He thinks this is the best times that we're living in. I'm like, you know, I don't disagree. As far, you know, I've always talked about that as well, that we're in an era that we have a lot of information. You can basically be an entrepreneur if you have the skill set, and it won't cost you anything. And if you're funny, if you're articulate, I mean, how the fuck, this is what I was telling my buddy that I was there with, because he was like, man, you know, I'm trying to penetrate people and touch people. He just feels as if he's not touching a broader base. I'm telling him, dude, you got a podcast. You got to get out. You got to put a show on YouTube. It's like, look, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but there's people from around the world listening to me. And I'm not putting any promotional shit behind this. It's not as if I'm pumping money on social media to get this out. It's just me ranting away, journaling my life. And some people out there, for whatever fucking reason, find it interesting, find it funny, find it introspective, whatever. I don't fucking know. Or maybe they just listen to a minute and then turn it off. It's boring. But anyway, my whole point to him was, if I'm getting the viewership from all over the world, from a regular guy just ranting away in his car, going to and from work, hanging out at home in front of his computer, then what makes you think that you, having a solidified business, having solidified followings, you have a dominant presence in your niche, what makes you think if you don't go ahead and manifest that into a podcast, into a vlog, you don't think that you're going to take off? You don't think that that's going to happen? And I don't know what it is. I can't, you know, there's no rhyme or reason, but it just makes sense to me. I know if I had a business, that's what I'd be doing. Let's just say, for example, if I was running my own bookkeeping company where I just did bookkeeping for other people, I'd be pumping the shit out of that. I'll be doing podcasts about it. I'll be social mediating it up as far as targeting people locally for bookkeeping services, right? And just kind of going over tidbits, just giving them tips that I would that I know about. I don't know. I just think of ideas like that. So I guess I get what he's saying, but I think it's very amazing that other people don't understand it. They don't get the concept of, hey, man, you got a free – there's people out there that are making money that are nobodies. And you can sit here and say that's not a star, that's not legit. I get it, but we have to embrace it. I mean, look at guys – he was saying – Gary Vee was saying this about now celebrities are jumping on social media because they know that just being an actor is not enough. And he gave an example of Will Smith. He just recently jumped on social media because he knows that just being an actor, doing a movie every few years is not enough. Now you got to be on social media. You got to have a presence out there. You got to be more relatable and in touch with your fans. And that's the way it works. And he's just a big advocate of that. I miss Tony Robbins, but I'm sure he was very positive, very energetic. The ladies love Tony Robbins. They love to get that little pump, the little excitement. Woo-hoo! But good for them. I mean, I feel I'm in a good place, but it's always good to get that fuel, man, because just like one of the guys was saying, man, in that seminar, how we just have bloodsuckers all around us. We have people that are negative all the fucking time. It's like the moment we step out, we get text messages in the morning from negative people. We look at the news, all this and that. And I just think that the best way to go about it, and I think that's why I'm always in a good mood because, well, not recently, but I always get up in the morning, work out. I don't pay attention to anyone or anything. I'm just like, I go to work. I go to the gym. First thing in the morning, boom. And I feel really good. Go take a shower and start my day. Now I can handle whatever things coming my way. And I think that it's so simple, but yet it's hard in practice. It's good in theory, isn't it? To be able to stay in a certain lane, a certain attitude. And for some reason, man, people don't get it. But it's good that we have others out there going to these seminars and trying to get your money. It's so funny, man, because the guy's like, hey, you know, now for today, before shit runs out, if you go ahead and sign up, I'll waive the fee. I'll give you this. It's like a straight-up infomercial at night. You remember those? Where you're just watching TV and you have like the elongated infomercial and they're just throwing everything at you, like a one-time offer. Call in the next 10 minutes and you will get an extra set of the Spatula Plus. Free shipping. Order now. That's how it felt. It's like, oh, man. What the fuck? But it was really good, man. It's always good to be around that energy because people, the one thing you get from those atmospheres is that people are positive. People are embracing. People are, and the good thing about it is that the company I work for, there's a lot of folks, man, make that drive there. It's a really good frat mentality that the company has, and I'm really proud of that. Proud of being part of that, and it's encouraging. So it was a good event, man, and now I'm heading back. Been traveling. Got one more trip to do this weekend. That's it. Calling it a day for a bit. Jesus, I gotta relax.